Look out, liberals and Democrats. This is the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Supposed to rain today. I never look out the window.
Yes, sir. A little bit of rain in forecast today, tonight, and tomorrow.
Don't call me sir. I work for a living.
I thought that was in your contract here.
Everything.
Everything. That sire.
Everything is in my contract.
Sire Malone.
Rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov Menken stopping by on the show. Now he's a regular. You know, like I told you, I saw him on Newsbusters. I think it was around December-ish, November, I forgot. And I asked Tom to go get me the rabbi. He's with the Coalition for Jewish Values. He's a big deal there. He is, as you say, a ganzemacher. Rabbi Menken, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Well, people love you. It's you're an upbeat, funny guy. I mean, you're also a rabbi and Orthodox, and you bring a wonderful perspective to the show. And I'll throw in that the Coalition for Jewish Values, it's like 1,500 rabbis across America. That's big, bro.
We are even growing bigger than that, but you know, these are things that every Orthodox rabbi feels, and there's never been an organization to say.
Yeah, and like I said, if you can get all those rabbis to agree on anything, that's pretty darn cool, Rabbi. You know what I'm saying?
Like herding cats.
We had a horrible act of domestic terrorism that took place in Boulder. A 21-year-old Muslim man named Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alyssa murders 10 white people. This is not just a hate crime. This is domestic terror. He hated our great President Trump. The media all of a sudden has hid this story and have run. But there are liberal Jews in the House of Representatives and the Senate who want to disarm us immediately. And I said this when the show started, Rabbi, and back me up. Looking at the Holocaust, people who've been disarmed by governments, it doesn't work out well for those who've been disarmed by the government, Rabbi. Take it from there.
Well, look at what's going on in Israel. If they don't have a gun, they will use a knife. And the best way to stop them is to have a gun. I'm wondering, I mean, I thought Colorado had very liberal carry policies. I don't know why there wasn't an armed shopper in there willing to take him down.
You'd
be much better off if that had been the case.
They're not big gun fans in Boulder, in Colorado.
That's true. Now, Boulder is not the, you know, Boulder is not the place.
But I'm surprised. You know what? I bet you if you flew a hammer and sickle flag and an Israel flag, people would spit on you for putting up the Israel flag in Boulder.
In Berkeley, California, somebody literally did that with the ISIS flag and the Israeli flag. Literally.
Seriously?
Yeah, got more criticism for the Israeli flag than the ISIS flag.
Dang. But anyway.
You got the left in a nutshell right there.
But you'd think like the liberal left-wing extremist Jews in the House of Representatives or the Senate, whether it's Schiff or Fat Jerry Nadler or what's his name, Schumer, who says he's a Shomer be'Eretz Israel, he's a guardian of Israel, he's a liar. But you think the liberal Jews, Rabbi, would go, no, we're not taking guns away. This doesn't work out well for Jews.
Well, it's part and parcel of a whole series of wrong policies and wrong-headed approach to all of these problems. I mean, the whole idea that this guy, you know, first of all, that they're focusing entirely on guns. What about radical Islam and support for terrorism? Oh, we're not allowed to talk about that because it's Islamophobia. Islamophobia is a technique to make you feel guilty for being afraid of terrorism.
And that's applied to like even the local newsrooms. They're not allowed. This story disappeared. The minute you find out that he hated Trump, he tweeted about Islamophobic type hacking his phone or whatever Mishagas the guy was putting in. The local station is like, okay, well, we're done with that story.
How many people saw the photo and immediately went on Twitter and said, ah, you see, another white guy?
Ilhan Omar, I believe.
Call them what they are, racists. Anybody who did not wait for the facts to come in and just said this is some white guy shooting up a thing, racist. That's what it is.
It is, absolutely.
Call it racism because it is.
You can't.
And it's despicable.
The newsrooms and the godless.
Because it is. And just, you know, but this idea, I don't know. The xenophobia is obviously a thing. But you can't find me a person who is afraid of Islam who isn't also put off by Sikhs and Hindus and all series of Eastern religions unless you take into account terrorism. And fear of dismemberment is not a phobia.
Okay. Dude, that was pretty good. Did you write that, or are you just like making that one up?
Yeah, that is actually my line. Yes, I use that.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to tip your waitresses. Our comedy tonight is from Yaakov Menken, managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values. Real quick, over in Israel, they're having their like 20,000th election in 7 hours. Seriously, yes. Rabbi, is this the fourth election in 2 years again now for prime?
It is indeed the fourth election in 2 years.
Wait, we just got a note. We got a note here from political consultants who say thank you. So, what's the latest? Because I saw that Bibi, who we love Bibi Netanyahu, who's a real man, is some possibly in the lead, or is too close to call. What are you hearing, Rabbi?
Well, it's really at the edge. I mean, this is the reason why it's been so unstable, is because he's got either 59 or 60 or 61. And since it's a 120-seat Knesset, you need 61 to hold up a government.
And then you got to start making deals.
Whether he's got 59 or 61 makes a huge difference.
Because it's a coalition of groups in the Knesset. We don't have that here.
Correct. They form by parties. It's a national election. The system is that you vote for the party of your choice nationwide. And so if your party can get X number of votes, they'll get 6 Knesset seats, and that's how they get in.
The amazing Rabbi Yaakov Menken. Real quick, what's the latest on H.R. 1, which would, and this Equality Act and all this Falderal, which is a direct attack on the Jew and the way that Orthodox Jews run their synagogues or shuls or temples, where you have what's called a mechitza.
The Equality Act is, okay, that's H.R. 5.
Oh, 5. Okay.
But there's a whole series of H.R.s that are a major problem this year, so I don't be blamed for being confused between all your disastrous H.R.s. H.R. 5 is the Equality Act. Actually, I had a piece in The Federalist yesterday that specifically outlined, I'll toot my horn, Real Clear Religion put it their number one item of yesterday, because it outlined how Jewish activities in particular would be shut down by the Equality Act. Desegregation of all public locations and public accommodations means you can't run a gender-separate wedding in a wedding hall. Oh, well, every Jewish wedding is gender-separate, at least on the dancing, if not also on the seating. The strict, you know, my son's wedding was strictly divided, the whole thing.
Not divided into families like Hatfield and McCoy. You divide the men and the women.
Yes, I apologize. Yes,
so. Well, you know, Rabbi, we are in Texas. You know, you got to clear things up. They're already divided at the wedding. How's that marriage going to last? No. And it's a
speaking of gun control.
Real quick. Yeah, right. You're on a roll today, Rabbi. You're like, I'm going to call you Rabbi Shecky Menken if you keep it up. Be up in the Catskills soon. We'll get the article and try to post it. Keep up the great work. We really appreciate you being a friend of our show. He is the managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values, which is coalitionforjewishvalues.org. Rabbi Yaakov Shecky Menken joining us on the show. Listen, have a great day. Thanks for stopping by, Rabbi.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, boss. Bye. Dude, we got funny rabbis. This show has everything.
That's right.
The former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, was on. Then we got a case against civil liberty. And then we get a rabbi. That's diversity in one
that's
hour.
That's diversity.
That's diversity. Back in a second. JP with the news, AM 1070, The Answer.
AM 1070. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell. The